and KGFX. It's time for People in Your Neighborhood this morning. I am joined by Shelly Assumption. She's with the South Dakota State Historical Society. Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. I like this part of the day where I get to meet some new people.
It's fun. I'm here to talk about the history conference that we've got coming up. So the Historical Society offers a history conference every year, and this year it's on April 5th and 6th here in Pierre. And the theme is embracing the new millennium. So technology and history since the Y2K event is what we're going to be focusing on.
Oh, yeah. I remember Y2K very clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, we do too. So we're going to kind of focus on not Y2K specifically, but how history is told through technology since Y2K. So the changes, how do we tell history differently now than we did 25 years ago? And so our sessions are all going to reflect that. So I think it's going to be fun. We do have a couple sessions that talk about Y2K specifically. One of the speakers is going to be talking about how the state of South Dakota and the IT for the state government handled preparing for Y2K. But some of the other sessions are just going to be talking about changes in the way that we tell history since Y2K. So one of the sessions is on the Minutemen missile sites and the changes that they've gone through in the last 25 years, which is a lot. We have a photographer coming in from North Dakota. He's going to be talking about how he's bringing back wet plate collodion photography and taking pictures of people using that type of technology instead of digital pictures. So it's sessions like that that are going to be very interesting.
Yeah. So when is the event?
The event is April 5th and 6th. It's here in Pierre at the Ramcota, and you can go to the State Historical Society's website to find out more and to get registered. And the reason that we're kind of pushing it now is because the early registration ends on Friday, the 1st. After that, the cost goes up just a smidge. But we're also pushing for this year we've got a virtual option. You can stay at home. You can purchase your registration and just join in from home without having to come to Pierre to go to the conference. So,
really, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be helpful for people who can't travel, or it's going to reach a wider audience outside of the state. So it'll be good.
So what is the cost of it?
Right now, if you get the early bird cost, it is $120 for 2 days, and that includes all of the speakers, the receptions, and all of the meals. So, it's a good deal, and you get to hear from a lot of different speakers throughout 2 days. We're even bringing in our keynote speaker, who is Jason Steinhauer. He's our keynote speaker, and he's an author. And he's going to be focusing on social media and how we do history in the digital age with social media. So that's going to be good. He's a very good author. So that's going to be a fun session too. So
it sounds like a great event. So you said, when did you say that the deadline for doing the, in ahead of times for the registration?
Sure. So Friday, March 1st is the early bird deadline. After that, the price goes up just a little bit. But we also offer discounts for students, and we also offer that hybrid that I just mentioned. We also offer teacher credit too. So if you're a teacher and you're looking for those extra contact hours that you need, we also offer that too. So just go out to our website and check that out and get registered. We'd love to see you there. So.
Okay, so once again, what is the actual, what's the website?
So it is history.sd.gov.
Okay, so everybody heard it. Go there and get some tickets for that event. I know it seems like it's far away, but, also, like she said, if you want to get a little bit of discount, you get to get your tickets early.
Right, that's why we're pushing it now. So
that's right. So it sounds like a great event. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it was great to meet you. I hope you have a good rest of your day. Stay warm out there today.
Oh, it's cold.
After today, though, the weather is going to get better. for a few days after today. So
hopefully.
Yeah. And giving everybody spring fever, that's the problem.
I know.
What it's doing.
I know.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for coming in.